USA Radio News with John DeMester.
The man who police say murdered six people in Arizona has been found dead in a hotel room in Scottsdale. The assistant police chief, Rich Slavin, describing how the victims are connected.
He had a divorce situation back in 2009 and 10. And during all of that time, he was related to all of the victims in some way.
The killing started on Thursday. Two psychiatrists, two paralegals, and two others killed. Jones shot and killed himself at the hotel Monday morning as the SWAT team moved in. Leading up to the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore next week, the White House says there's been no change in policy against North Korea. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We have sanctions on. They're very powerful, and we would not take those sanctions off unless North Korea denuclearized.
The two plan to meet June 12th to talk about denuclearization. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The Philadelphia Eagles will not be visiting the White House, the president saying it's because the team doesn't all agree that they should stand for the national anthem. The team had said they wanted to send a smaller group to the White House, but the president said no, because the fans that wanted to be there deserve better. The fans are still welcome to attend the celebration, but not the team. The Supreme Court siding with the Christian baker who wouldn't make a cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips refusing to make that cake, but Justice Anthony Kennedy, who wrote the opinion on Monday, said the state had violated his protection of religious freedom in their ruling against Phillips. Christian Saucier, the former Navy soldier who spent a year in federal prison for taking pictures inside a submarine, plans to sue former President Barack Obama and former FBI Director James Comey for selectively prosecuting him. The president had pardoned Saucier in March and said he was appreciative of his service to the nation. Saucier thinks Comey and Obama should be held responsible for the way he was treated, pointing to the way Hillary Clinton was treated with that email scandal. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Dozens are dead after a volcano erupts in Guatemala. Over 60 bodies have been recovered after the eruption, and officials still have to identify most of them. The volcano erupted on Sunday, burying many homes in the area with hot ash and mud, which didn't allow many the chance to escape. Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Dwight Clark has died after his battle with ALS. He began his battle with Lou Gehrig's disease in September of 2015, but didn't disclose it until 2017. He passed away at his home Monday at 61 years old. A Texas toddler being praised as a hero for calling 911 when her mother fell unconscious.
3-year-old Dorothy Craig used her mother's cell phone to call for help from their Cleveland, Texas home.
Is your mama sick or hurt?
Yes.
She is. Where is she?
Right there.
Right there. So she's in the house with you?
Dorothy was able to tell the operator their mom was on the floor, and Liberty County Sheriff's deputies found her by going door to door through the neighborhood. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Apple reveals details about iOS 12, that new operating system, at a worldwide developers conference on Monday. Their goal is to help users with their digital health, talking about a series of management tools to better manage the time they're spending with their various devices. That software is going to be rolled out later this year. And Samantha Bee is going to talk more about the awful comments she made about the president's daughter. She'll address it on her show Full Frontal on Wednesday. Bee made the comments while going after the president's immigration policy. This is U.S.